This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Once again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilowatt, located in South Lake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And as we do each and every week, remind you that we are streaming audio via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November. TuneIn. You can download that from your app store. It's absolutely free. If you want to pay for a version that has no advertising on it, you can do that too. That's entirely up to you. Then you search for W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we'll pop right up, and you can click on that link whenever we're active here on the Coast Guard Net, and you can listen to us on your device. And they've been updating the app several times here with this new iOS operating system that Apple has with their new iPhone 8, and you can get that out there. Want to remind everybody, we just received information that the Hurricane Center has upgraded Hurricane Nate to a Category 2. So everybody in the Gulf Coast, please be aware of that, and we'll hope for the best down there. We don't need any more of these boogers. We think we've had quite the year this year. So we'll keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers down that way, that everything goes okay and preparations are made for safely riding out the storm. Let's see. Having a just for information, we've mentioned here before one of our very good friends and shipmates, Roger K6EQ, crossed the bar back in August, and they are having a memorial service for him today in San Diego. KI6DGU Randy is going there to represent the net and the club and the Coast Guard Auxiliary in the San Diego area, along with a couple of Roger's shipmates from the Coast Guard cutter Minnetonka. So we're very pleased to hear that. Roger was a dear friend, talked to him quite often, and Roger's the man who helped me set up this radio. When I got this new microphone, between Roger got his goodies. He's a consummate electronic technician and an engineer, and he got out his stuff, and we made a few adjustments, and that's where she set and where she stays, and let's hope it sounds good today. And if it does, you can thank Roger for that. So let's take some check-ins now. Those regular Coast Guard, well, let's try active duty Coast Guard. We haven't had any of our active duty members. They've been so busy with hurricanes, they haven't had a chance to get on the radio. Any active duty Coast Guard? Active duty Coast Guard. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. All right, hearing no active duty Coast Guard, let's see if we have any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile.
Uniform Golf Echo, Dick, UGE.
Boy, UGE wiped out the receiver. Got you. Who else?
Zero, two, five, Mike Victor Mobile, over.
Mike Victor Mobile, all right, got you. And who else? I think that other, there's some splatter from a side channel. I'm not sure that's anybody trying to check in. KJ4UGE, you're quite strong today. How's everything over there? Getting back to normal or anything or things like that yet? Over.
Yeah, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Golf Echo, Motor Yacht LA, Ladies Island, Beaufort, South Carolina. Dick, you're blowing smoke through the powerhouse doors. And great audio. Geez, everything about your signal is just great. And we ain't going to talk about hurricanes anymore. I talked to a buddy in New Orleans that's securing his boat. So today it's going to be shrimp festivals in Beaufort. And got a little update. Our son Jonathan, who's a master mariner, unlimited tonnage upon oceans. He just took a new job in Annapolis, Maryland. He's captain on the 130-foot Westport mega yacht, the Salta. and I got a crew of six. He's downsized. He went from a 280 footer in the commercial industry to a 130 foot Westport yacht. And anyway, he's looking to be sleeping in a queen size bed, but Stewardess is doing the laundry and the chef on board, and just having a little different change of environment. And got a new grandkid going to be here in April, so he was all full of news. And anyway, things are going fine, and really sorry to hear about Roger, and I'm sure he'll be missed by all. So we'll pass the 73 to you, and a great Semper Paratus. Appreciate you being there and what you do. So this is KJ4 UGE back to Nets.
Okay, very. What about the boat? Everything recovered from the hurricane experience over?
Yeah, I guess we're getting it put all back together. We're back to painting outdoors, and canvas is back up, and got to do an oil change on a generator and run up these diesel turbos a little bit. I always like to start them at least every couple of weeks when I'm anywhere that I'm, not at anchor, so kind of keep the systems working. You just can't ignore them. So, we're going to be leaving here at the end of October and heading to Charleston, which is about a day's run. Got a haul-out schedule for Friday, November 3rd, at high tide in Charleston, bottom paint, maintenance, and I'm going to have to part with some bucks. So, then we'll be wintering in Charleston and heading for the Chesapeake Bay in the spring. So, anyway, it's all coming back together, Dick. Over.
Very good. Good to hear that, Bob. Regards to Captain Helen, KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, my friend. Mike Victor Mobile. Is there, I think it's five Mike Victor? Okay, I could have swore I heard him. Any other regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? All right, let's grab some regular check-ins, those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
November Oscar 4, Mike.
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Romeo.
All right, I got two. November Oscar 4, Mike, and Alpha Charlie 2, Golf Romeo. Any others?
Whiskey 1, Lima, Victor Lima.
W1LVL, another.
Kilo Bravo 1, November.
Kilo Bravo 1, November. Let's see if we got one more. Got one real light down in there. Can somebody relay that one? Sounded like a Whiskey Alpha 2. Any help?
It's a Whiskey Alpha 1.
Okay. Can you get the call for me, over?
Yeah, give me that call again, the Whiskey Alpha 1. Go ahead. Okay, it's Kilo 1 Alpha Tango Mike.
Kilowatt 1 Alpha Tango Mike. Okay, very good. And who's the relay?
NO4MM Bob.
Oh, okay, Bob. I didn't recognize your voice. Well, we'll make this easy. How about we go first NO4MM, and then we'll let you pick up the Kilo 1. So how are things in Central Florida these days? I guess things getting back to normal, over.
Oh, yeah, everything's getting back to normal flying here. We're doing really well. No problem. Still getting a lot of rain, but nothing out of the ordinary. They're still having a lot of flooding problems because a lot of the places haven't got a chance to have the water recede yet. Every time it starts to, we get another big rain and it starts flooding them out again. But other than that, things are going pretty good here. Go ahead.
Roger. I'm glad to hear that. Very good. As the weather kind of moderated a little bit, are you into fall or is it still hot and sticky? Over.
Well, it's we're getting into the fall. It hasn't been overly too bad. We're getting down a little bit, being lower now into the 80s and high 70s. So that's pretty much where it should be for this time of year. Go ahead.
Roger, 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 Bob. Okay, well, go ahead and see if you can get the Kilo One Alpha Tango Mike. I'll let you give him a call, and we'll stand by, and you can relay to what his comments are. Over.
Okay, we'll do. Kilo One Station, go ahead. This is November Oscar 4, Mike, Mike. Kilo One Station, you faded right out on me. I know you're there, but I can't really hear you. I don't know if there's anybody else that's picking you up, but you're not very strong at all down here now. Go ahead. No, I lost a copy on him, Dick. Unless somebody else can hear him, he faded right out on me. Back to you.
All right, if the call sign is correct, K1ATM, that comes up as Spring, Texas, which is down in the Houston area, and I wouldn't hear him. So and he's not one of our regular members. Over.
Okay, he was there, and I could hear him okay, but he just kind of faded right out on me.
All right, well, thanks for the relay attempt anyway, and you have a good week. Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for checking in. 73s.
73s. Check with you next weekend.
Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Romeo.
Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Romeo. Name is Ralph. Coast Guard 1969, 1973. New Bern at North Carolina. How are you today?
I am doing just dandy. All is well here. Overcast skies and about 78 degrees here in North Texas today. But we're bone dry up here. Everybody else is floating in water, and we're almost back into a mini drought situation. Over.
Copy that. We're 80 degrees, 80% humidity, on our way to set a record for temperature today. So we're enjoying the supposedly cool fall weather. Over.
Roger. Yeah, well, there hadn't been much of a cool weather here either. There is supposed to be a front coming through here, I think, today, which may cool things down some next week. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Anything else going on over there, Ralph? Over.
No traffic for the net. 73 to everybody. Stay safe. Semper Paratus.
All right. Nice signal today. Big signal. 5.9 plus. Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Romeo. Whiskey 5. Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 1, Lima Victor Lima. How are things down there in Daytona Beach? Over.
Yeah, Dick. Things are pretty good. It might rain today. It may not rain. It's been hot and humid here. People still working hard, cleaning the yard, cleaning down trees, picking up trees outside the road from hurricane recovery. And while other people we know here are mobilizing to go to Puerto Rico to help those folks out. I have a son and son-in-law that he is probably me going to the islands of Puerto Rico and hurricane recovery for the electrical companies because they're electrical linemen. Other than that, nothing else new back than that we want LVL.
Roger, Roger. W1LVL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, George. Nice signal from you today as well. And QSL on the hurricane recovery efforts in Puerto Rico with your son in the line crews. Boy, I'll tell you what, they got a lot of rebuilding to do down there. What an absolute disaster. So glad to hear that help is on its way. Got a number of ham radio operators that were sent down there as well, both the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army, both. Ask for a number of ham radio operators to provide different kinds of communications. And I know some of those reports are filtering out. I'm sure we'll hear more as the days and weeks go on of the work that they did. But it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. George, thank you for being there. Semper Paratus. Coast Guard obviously very active in the in the Puerto Rico area of U.S. Virgin Islands. 73s, we'll see you next week.
Okay, 73.
Kilo Baker 1 November.
Good afternoon, Dick. This is KB1N, Jerry, in Reelsboro, North Carolina. We're just maybe 6 or 8 miles east of New Bern in Hamilton County. A warmer day than we've had before. Humidity is not as bad as it's been, so maybe we've got some good weather coming. Yeah, we're looking at Nate only because it's going to impact a family member down near Pensacola. Hopefully we can see a change in that weather pattern. That would be nice. So I'll send it back to you, KB1M.
Okay, very good, Al. Hopefully all will be well. I spoke with Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar, who lives right down in the Pensacola area, Bill, and they're keeping a close eye on things down there as well. It just depends on where that where the storm comes ashore. So we'll be watching that tonight, and we'll wish our best for everybody. Over.
Right. Boy, crazy weather pattern. I would have expected that something that deep into the Caribbean would have stayed there or gone west, but no, aim north. I'll say 73 and give it back to you, Dick. Nice to hear. Good, relatively good radio conditions today. KB1N clear.
Roger, QSL, KB1N, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Take another check-in list here now. Those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. N3OUE, N3OUE, light copy but readable. Go ahead.
Good afternoon there, Dick. I just saw a check-in here. It's 83 degrees on the eastern shore of Maryland. Go ahead. So I'm going to take a break, come in here, and make a contact with you. Sounded good today. Back to you. This is M3. Are you
in? You're out there using up some elbow grease. Is that what you're doing? Over.
Well, I'm not cutting elbow grease. I'm just kind of spinning.
You're just kind of what? Yeah, probably a power steering tractor, too, isn't it? Over.
Well, no, I'm not that rich yet. I'm working on it. But anyhow, it's a day. It's raining up here bad. It's, hopefully we're going to get some rain tomorrow. We'll see.
Roger, roger. Well, if that hurricane track looks like it might come right out your way, more or less, might get you a couple of drops before the week's over. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. That's, it kind of looks that way. It's going to go west of us, but you never know where they're going to go. It's, you never know. You'll know what the weather is after it happens. That's the way it is around here.
Yeah. QSL, very good. All right, sir. John, good talking to you. Thank you, sir, for all your work. And Semper Paratus, N3OUE, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Again, looking for check-ins, I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee.
Yikes, Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee. My ears weren't ready for you. That's a big, strong signal. Over.
Okay, Dick. This is WA3MJY. I kept calling you and calling you and calling you, and I said, why can't he hear me? Then I realized I didn't have my power turned on to my switch box for my quad, and it was grounded. And I'm saying, I wonder what the heck's going on. I should be putting about 1,200 watts out. Well, anyway, you got a good signal here now since I got the antenna all working there correctly. You know, you must be getting old. Turn 66 next Thursday, so I must be getting old. Over.
Oh, that's just, you're just a spring chicken. You're barely into Social Security. Over.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even start collecting it yet. I'm going to try to hold off till next year, and then I'm going to hang it up. But you got a good signal. I just thought I'd check in from, I'm up at my house in the mountains, so I got 3,000-foot elevation or pretty close to it in the quad, two-element quad, and it's pointing down your way, WA3MJY.
Oh, is that the reason why you blew all the wax out of these little earbuds that I'm wearing? I'm telling you, you're about as S9 plus 35. How's that? Is that okay?
Yeah, it makes me feel good, I'm saying. I couldn't understand why. I got the calling and calling, and you're asking for relays, and I'm thinking, boy, I can't be that weak. The band can't be that bad. Anyway, looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I think it's supposed to be about 84 degrees here in southwestern Pennsylvania. And it's pretty good for the end of the first week of October. I noticed last week, I checked your log for last week you had posted, and I see where my buddy Gus, NH7J, checked in. So if he checks in later today, tell him his buddy Rick in Pennsylvania said hi.
I'll do that. He has checked in the last couple of weeks, so we'll see if he makes it in here this afternoon. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Let's take some more check-ins now, those who have served in the Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Goodness, what a pile up there. I heard Alpha Golf 4 Hotel Radio. Who else?
Alpha Alpha 7, Mike Hotel.
Alpha Alpha 7, Mike Hotel. Who else?
Kilo in there, Prince Alpha Golf Uniform.
KI6 DGU, I didn't expect you on here today. Everybody, hang on a minute. I think Randy's probably a short timer. Let me get him first here. Kilowatt India 6, Delta Golf Uniform. Go ahead.
Charlie Golf Charlie, good morning. This is KFDGU. Yeah, just getting ready to go to Roger's memorial service here in about half an hour. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, we certainly appreciate you going over there. I know you knew Roger as well, and we mentioned it earlier about our friendship, my friendship with Roger, and him stopping by here and visiting a couple years ago in his motorhome, his dog Button, and just so many other things. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'll give my regards for you. And boy, it's just a beautiful day here. Really sad situation. But I was checking out the address of this church in Rancho Bernardo. Turns out it's just a second exit north from here. It's only about 2 miles away from my house. Over.
Well, that turns out to be a pretty close. Pretty good drive. Very good. What's going on? How's your son doing? He's probably, he just can't even catch a rest down there with these hurricanes. Over.
Yeah, he's earning his money. He's busy there in Miami, and I think he's actually underway right now, so I'm not quite sure what he's doing, but yep, very busy guy. Gunner's mate, second class. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, we're certainly proud of him and all he's doing with the Coast Guard down in Miami. Very busy place these days. And thank you again for attending Roger's memorial service. Be sure to, I'm sure you'll give my regards and the regards of all of us here on the Coast Guard. Now, there have been several folks who remember Roger fondly from the net and have also met him in person. Just a marvelous man, and he certainly will be missed. Over.
Yeah, he sure will. Well, I'll see if I can take a couple pictures and send them to you. Over.
All right, that would be nice. Thank you very much, Randy, and 7-3s to you, and semper paratus, and looking sharp there, my friend. Over.
All right, thanks very much, Dick. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 from KF6DGU.
All right, I'm going to spin my antenna back around. I knew Randy headed out to the memorial service, and that's this morning, so I figured he probably didn't have a lot of time to spend with us. So if you'll excuse me as I turn the antenna back around, we're going to get Alpha Golf 4 Hotel Radio, AG4HR, Mr. Raj, Mr. Raja, Mr. CW. Boy, I tell you what, he's got the prettiest CW signal you ever want to copy. Go ahead, Raj.
CGC, Alpha Golf 4 Hotel Radio. Good morning, Dick and Ed. I don't know what to say to that, Dick. I appreciate that.
Hey, we got a
hot day. It was a little rain earlier today.
All right, you got a loud signal, but I'll just start this a little bit. Over.
You got a little chirp in your sideband signal that doesn't show up in the CW signal. What was that last question?
I said,
interference on the side. A lot of interference on the side.
I'm going to stick around. You say there's some trouble with this rig. I'll check it out. Thank you. Over.
Yeah, it's got a little chirp in it, like maybe the VFO or something, or BFO is doing something. But I did want to ask you, since you are plenty readable, what do you use an electronic keyer or a straight bug, or is the keyer in the radio? What do you use for? I've been meaning to ask you that. Over. MFJ. Well, boy, I tell you what, you got it set just right. I mean to tell you, that thing, I can copy your code without even thinking about it. That's how good it is. Over. All right, you want to hear some pretty CW, check into the CW net and listen to Alpha Golf 4 Hotel Radio. He absolutely sounds, it is so smooth. You could sit there and listen to it all day. It's better than listening to the Top 40 radio station. Oh, wait a minute, Top 40. I'm starting to age myself there. Alpha Alpha 7, Mike Hotel. How are you? Over.
Yeah, very good. I'm from Alpha Alpha 7, Mike Hotel. Name is Chuck, Sierra Hotel Echo Papal, located in Naples, Florida. Just wondering if we could get a report. I've been chasing away some antenna gremlins here. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. You say you're in Naples, over?
Yeah, that was Roger.
Okay, very good, Chuck. Well, you're solid. You're a good, solid S7-9, over?
Yeah, okay, fine. You're 5-9 here, plus here. And the name is Chuck, for the log there. Sierra Hotel Echo Papa, like the dog. Go ahead.
All right, Chuck, we got that so noted, and thank you a lot for checking in with us today. How is Naples doing? Are they getting things put back together down there? They were pretty well got a big punch in the nose. Over.
Yeah, I was AA7MH. Yeah, it was quite a storm. We lost a lot of trees and a lot of roof damage and a lot of water damage. But they're putting it all back together. Our biggest problem is hauling away brush and trees and stuff that's sitting out the side of the road. It's a big political controversy down here now. It's a real mess.
Yeah, Roger. Well, hopefully Naples is such a pretty area. Hopefully things will get back to somewhat normal very soon. All the snowbirds are probably going to start coming down there in another week or two. That'll just add to the confusion. Over.
Yeah, we're not looking forward to that as year-rounders. It just makes things so hectic when they get down and settle. But it'll be a while. They usually aren't in here in force until after Thanksgiving, and then they disappear over the holidays and then come back.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey Zero Victor Yankee Yankee, one of our Coast Guard members, lives down there during the winter time, and I haven't actually talked to him. It's pretty funny. He left down there to head this way, and I haven't chatted with him since he left. I think that was in May. So maybe the next time I'll talk to him be when he comes back to Naples. Over.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Well, you've got a great signal here, and keep on doing what you're doing. It's great. I enjoy listening to your net here every once in a while. I am not ex-Coast Guard, I have to admit it. I'm an Army guy. So anyway, thank you all. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work. AA7MH.
All right, sir. Thank you for your service in the Army, and glad things are getting back to normal down there in Naples. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, looks like it's about time for us to listen for some Alaska stations. Let's see if we can do that. Hadn't had much luck with Alaska the last couple of weeks. Conditions have not been that great. Maybe the long path from directly from Alaska to here to Texas. And I think we've got a couple of our Alaska members that are on the road maybe this week. But we'll find out. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. Antennas around to you. How you copy, Mr. Nick? Over.
W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Alpha, 7, Delta, Delta. Copy you fine. How copy me?
Oh, somewhere in the neighborhood of S7-9. That'll work pretty good. I think we could probably hold a conversation. How are things up in the great northwest today? Over.
Well, it's cool, but we got blue sky overhead. At least he did have, so we'll see what happens. He's supposed to have showers today. Carlson's in there. He called me a little bit before you turned it over, so I'll pick up Carlson. I haven't heard from Bruce yet, though, so anyway, we'll pick up Carlson after we talk to Alaska, if we can talk to him, over.
All right, you go ahead and try Alaska, and I will be standing by.
Okay, I'll bring the clock there. KL7ICQ is on the road, and KL7IWC is in the Philippines. So we'll see if we got any other Alaska. Copy him or not, but we'll pick him up. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Alpha, Lima 7, Delta
Delta. All right, so big goose egg on the Alaska, and go ahead and get Carlton, because I sure didn't hear him, over.
Okay, great. W86ANH, Carlton, how's things over there in Denver Town? Today and in 30, below 30 degrees and 3 inches of snow on Monday. Yeah, this front's coming through right now, a pretty strong one coming out of the Gulf of Alaska there, Carlton. It's 39 degrees here this morning, so I can see where you're going to be up at altitude there, and it's going to be pretty cold. That's what he said. Even now, it's going to get snow tonight. So, okay, Carlton, nice signal here, too. 5-9 plus. And do you have anything else there, Carlton?
No, nothing else. Just thank you for being here. Thank the net for being here. I can always rely on you. I should have told you when I heard you at 15:30. You were not sure then, but I didn't
want to. Okay, Carlton, very good. Ricky said he heard you loud and clear at 15:40, and then he just slowly went down the hill, and he hasn't heard you since, so. Anyway, back over to you there, Richard. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Alpha, Lima 7, Delta Delta.
Okay, AL7DD, Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Did he say 3 inches of snow? Is that right? And you said it was like 39? No wonder it's going to cool down here a little bit next week. I don't think it's going to get that cool. Good grief, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. 39 degrees this morning, and Stephen Fast is talking about getting snow maybe tonight, and Carlton said it's 70-some degrees there, and then Monday they're supposed to see about 3-4 inches of snow in Denver there, over.
Wow. Oh, man, I tell you, weather extremes are incredible this year. Well, very good, Mr. Nick. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll see if we can pick up a few more. And if you hear anybody up there, please let me know. I'm not hearing too many stations today. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. AL7DD, did you hear the KB1?
Yeah, that's George Musa, Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
Good Lord, I didn't hear him. I could barely tell he was there. Would you go ahead and work him for me, please? Over.
Yeah, KB1, JBY, Mayor Musa up there in Connecticut. How you doing? Okay, George, pretty decent signal out here on the West Coast, and understand it's dry. Did you guys get anything out of Jose who went up the coast there? Okay, well, maybe you get some out of Nate here coming up out of the Gulf. So, all right, George, you have a good week up there. Like I said, got a 5-9 signal out here on the West Coast, and you take care up there in Musa. KB1, Julia Delta Yankee from AL7 Delta Delta. Hey, there's Bruce, K7 Bravo Alpha Bravo. Go ahead. Okay, how's Miss Brenda doing? And has she been on the air yet? Okay, well, we're all waiting here and hope things going okay on your part there in your retirement. Okay, McGee is going nuts with all the squirrels down there. All right, Bruce, well, you take care. Have a good week coming up and enjoy your retirement. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Back to you, Richard.
Okay, very good. And, oh, boy, the lawn crew just came and the guy with the blowers in the backyard, and so the Admiral's going nuts. So hopefully we can make it through the noise here. Did not hear Bruce at all today, which is unusual, but we got him in the logbook and got the report. Let's take some check-ins now. Those who served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
WX4EMA.
Well, that was a nice pile up. Try it again.
WX4EMA.
I got a Whiskey X-ray.
Whiskey X-ray 4, Echo Mike Alpha. Whiskey X-ray 4, Echo Mike Alpha. Over.
Whiskey X-ray 4, Echo Mike Alpha. Very good. Stand by. Who else?
Whiskey 0,
Echo November Echo.
Echo November Echo. All right. I have you. Another one.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Okay. Others who've served, Coast Guard, Reserve, and Auxiliary. Nick, I thought I heard one more in there. Can you decipher that one? All right, let me work this group, and we'll try some antenna movement, get some more in here. Whiskey X-ray 4, Echo Mike Alpha. Go ahead.
Roger. Whiskey Mike 4, Echo Mike Alpha. Hey, Macon, Hill County, Georgia Emergency Management Agency running a situated emergency test this morning. We hear you. We want to check in with you so we would have a record. We could reach you if we had a real emergency. Over.
Okay, I'm still having a challenge with the call sign. Can you give me that one again?
Okay, Whiskey Mike. Whiskey X-ray 4, Echo Mike Alpha, checking in with you that we are presently conducting a situational emergency test, a SET, S-E-T, Sierra Echo Tango, wanted to check in with you to make sure we could reach you just in case during our exercise we needed you for an emergency. Over.
Roger, roger. Your Q5S9 copy into Dallas-Fort Worth. Whiskey X-Ray 4 Echo Mike Alpha from Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. No problem. Over.
QSL with a no problem, sir. We have any no further traffic. I'm going to clear, and I'm going to let you work your other ones. Over.
All right, sir. Good luck with that. Whiskey X-Ray 4 Echo Mike Alpha. Good test from Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Echo November Echo. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to you, Dick. This is Whiskey Zero Echo, November Echo. Northeast of Jacksonville, you're running about 20 over 9 in here.
Hey, John, how are things, everything getting back together for you after the hurricane? Over.
Well, pretty much. At least it's not too bad. My neighborhood's still pretty chewed up, but we're doing pretty good here. Lost a tree and huge pine tree. Fortunately, it fell the other direction, so I missed the house. But the usual, on the generator for 5 days, that sort of thing. It's all part of living in Florida. Go ahead.
Well, at least you had a generator. That helped out the situation a little bit. I'm sorry to hear about the big tree. That's always a sad thing when that happens, but I'm glad it didn't come a big squishy tree. Over.
Roger. Well, it's about 70, 80 foot tall, and the wind actually just blew it over. The ground got so saturated with moisture that it couldn't hold, the roots couldn't hold it anymore.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm glad you're okay, and glad things are getting back. You're a good, strong, solid S9 copy in a Dallas-Fort Worth today. Wish you all the best. Appreciate you checking in, and wish you a Semper Paratus. Over.
Well, same to you, and thank you for coming back to me. This is W0ENE in northeastern Florida, 73, and good afternoon.
All right, sir. Good afternoon. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo, November Papa.
Yeah, it's Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo, November Papa. I'm not hearing hardly anybody today.
Kilo Alpha 9,
I can hear everybody,
Papa Radio Foxtrot.
New member. Didn't know this existed until happened to see it on on Facebook on the Coast Guard veteran site. But we could use some rain. We're having a drought here. I don't think we've had much, half an inch in the last month. But not much to report from this location.
Okay, very good. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Did I catch during that conversation that you're a Coast Guard veteran? Over.
Roger, roger. I just joined, just got the information back a couple of days ago. And I was in from 67 to 71 and then the reserves in the 80s. But and all my duty was for the most part on the Mendoza or the Wilmington.
All right, Coast Guard 67 to 71. Well, welcome to the group. And it sounds like you went to the web page and filled out the form already. Over.
Roger, roger. I just got it back 2 or 3 days ago. I filled it out. I checked last weekend to see if I could hear y'all, and I could hear everybody. This weekend, the bands took a nosedive.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty interesting band conditions out there today, and there are a lot of stations on the air today, though my scope here is just absolutely full, one end to the other. Must be some heck of a contest going on. Anyway, very good, Ed. Well, welcome to the group. We're here every Saturday. Look forward to getting to know you a lot better, and thank you for your Coast Guard service. That would be Whiskey Alpha 4. What was your Raider rank, by the way, there, Ed? So I can put that in there. Over.
Yes, I was an SO. I got sonar. When I was in the reserves, I got lateraled over to radar. But since we've rarely used the sonar, I stood radar watches anyway most of the time.
Roger, roger, Ral. Sonarman and a radarman. Very good, very good. Well, welcome to the group, and we'll listen for you again next weekend. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. There's the station I was trying to hear, Kilowatt Alpha 9, Papa Radio Foxtrot. You came in nicely on that last call, over. Kilowatt Alpha 9, Papa Radio Fox.
Everything is fine up there, and the weather is nice and everything. And it's a pleasure to talk to you and a pleasure to have you in there, Jim. Thank you. This is Bob, 73.
Hey, Bob, before you run off, they're talking snow in the in Denver and cold 39, 30-degree temperatures in Seattle. Are you guys having anything like that, over?
No, we're having perfectly fall weather. We haven't had a frost yet or anything. I mean, we're a little lacking in rain, but I don't need any. I just have a yard, and if it wants to turn brown, it can turn brown. Thank you.
That means you don't have to cut it, right?
Right. I don't have to round the lawnmower. I'm getting to the place where I'm getting a little older on the lawnmower anyway, so God is with me.
All right, Bob, good to have you on board. Kilowatt Alpha 9, Papa Radio Fox, Semper Paratus to you from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, let's take some more check-ins. Those who serve, Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo November 3, Bravo uniform.
Over 9, Echo Golf Mike.
All right, I got 3 Bravo uniform and Echo Golf Mike. Who else?
November 3, Bravo uniform.
N3BU, I got you. You're on the top of the list. Who else?
India.
Ending in India again?
KZ3I.
KZ3I, okay. Let me work these. November 3, Bravo uniform. Go ahead.
Well, hi, Dick. I'm sorry I didn't get around to you, but I'm going to tell you, your noise level is very high today. You're very weak, and I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Oh, goodness. Well, conditions are very interesting today. You're either there or you aren't. It's a lot of QSB today, Stan. Been a couple weeks since we've chatted. What's going on in Baltimore? Anything fun, over?
Nothing much going on here in Baltimore. I just got my radio back. I sent it off to the manufacturer to have them work it over. It was defective. And I just got it back yesterday, and sounds like it's working.
Yeah, what kind of radio is it?
I have a 10-tech to Orion, too.
How are those guys doing? Boy, you don't hear a whole lot from them anymore, and I know they've been through some tough times as far as the company is concerned. Over.
I'm sorry, Dick. I lost you.
Oh, I said the 10-tech. You don't hear much about them anymore. Are they still hanging in there? Over. Well, he must have lost me, and he's Q5 copy. That's very interesting. Anyway, got a 10-tech radio, and boy, you don't hear much about 10-tech these days, but I guess they must still be in business. November 3, Bravo uniform, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. One more time there, Mr. Stan, over.
November 37, USR.
73. All right, 73, Stan, we'll talk to you later. Got an Echo Golf Mexico. Is there an Echo Golf mic?
USR.
Yeah, stand by. The Echo Golf mic station. Well, I guess he didn't stick around. Kilowatt Zulu 3 India, go ahead.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Dick. This is KZ3I Bill in Central Pennsylvania. I was going to check in here early, and we laid out stakes for my tower project, so you'll be happy to know that this 15-watt station will at least have a beam, maybe, by
Boy, I tell you what, I'm glad to hear that, getting that tower up in the air so I can hear you a little better, but amazed to be able to get the 50 watts down here on some days, and this is one of them. Anything else? Is the weather good for a tower-raising project, or at least maybe a base concrete pour or something? Over.
doing okay here, Dick. Sprinkles today from the edge of Nate even up close, but nothing spectacular. Just a few drops right before the ground and soaks into the ground and makes it clear. My wife's out of town the weekend visiting this, our son in New York, so I figured it's a good time to start the project.
Roger, Roger. We'll have fun with it, and you'll have to send along some pictures of your construction project there as you go along. It's always interesting to see these things go up, and a new tower is a lot of fun. Once they get up there, a lot of work getting them there, but once they're up there, it's amazing how much difference they make. So good luck to you with that, Bill. Semper Paratus to you and the crew there, KZ3I, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll see you next week. Over.
Yeah, 73-6, you and the gang, Semper Paratus, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Let's take some more check-ins now. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, taking check-ins from those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey 7, Uniform Sierra Romeo.
Got Whiskey 7, Uniform Sierra Romeo. Who's ending in Charlie?
Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Alpha Charlie.
Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Alpha Charlie. Okay, and who else?
River 9, Kilo Kilo, November 9, KK Mobile.
November 9, Kilo Kilo November. Is that a Roger?
Roger, Roger. You got a booming signal over here in Mission Park today.
All right, good deal. Stand by, please, sir. Whiskey 7, Uniform Sierra Romeo. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is, at least from the East Coast, this is Whiskey 7, Uniform Sierra Romeo. My name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike, located in Orlando, Florida, formerly from the Cascade Mountains of Washington State not too long ago. Also a former member of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary on the Chesapeake Bay and Puget Sound for a number of years. So, pretty hot here in Florida. We did have Hurricane Irma come right over the top of our QTH here, but we escaped with no damage, and our 22 kW generator kept us nice and cool and comfy. That's all I got. Net 73s to the entire net, and thanks for hearing us. This is W7USR.
Very good, Tom. You'll be happy to hear it snowing on Stevens Pass. Over.
Tremendous, tremendous. I actually lived in the Cascades at 3,000 feet for about 8 years, and average snowfall there was above Cleveland, and that average snowfall for the year was 20 feet. Over.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, just one of our guys up there mentioned that the weather had turned cold, and it was snowing, so that's pretty good. Thank you, sir. Glad the hurricane things are getting back together with that great big generator. I'm telling you, that sounds like you were practically living in luxury with that thing when the power went out. Whiskey 7, Uniform Sierra Romeo, 73s to you and Semper Paratus. Thank you for your work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Kilowatt, Kilowatt 4, Sierra Alpha Charlie.
Good afternoon. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Alpha Charlie. The hurricane chased us up into Charleston, South Carolina with the boat, and we are currently located in Duncan, and probably won't be back down to the Keys until next year. Over.
Yeah, Paul, where did you say you are?
I'm in Duncan, South Carolina, but the boat is in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm turning the antenna thinking I need to get a little bit further south. Well, yeah, Marathon kind of took it on the chin from what I've heard. I did talk to a couple of fellas who actually rode out the storm on their boats, if you can believe that. Both of their boats, and they survived, but boy, it's a mess all around them. Over.
Roger, Roger. Snoozer, SN, and I. Snoozer is one that wrote it out. Is that who you talked to?
Yeah, I believe it was one of them. Over.
Roger, Roger. I talked to him, and he said it wasn't bad, but he was in a protective cove and pretty safe there. A lot of my friends lost all their boat and everything they owned. A lot of very sad stories, very sad stories. The thing that I regret is that I can't be down there helping. I wish I could, but just can't.
It was, you know, there's so many things that have to get done down there, over.
Yes, and I've saw something this morning where they're you know, they've got they rely so heavily, the economy down there relies on the tourist industry so heavily, they've got to get the tourist industry back up and running down in Key West and all along the coast, and they're doing their best to get everything open so that you know, there are a lot of people that need to work. Unfortunately, the workers have nowhere to live. They're having a hard time with that because the damage was so bad. Particularly in Big Pine Key and in areas like that. We, our friend Virgil, I haven't talked to him, K7ACZ, I think. I haven't talked, or K4ACZ, I haven't talked to him either by email or radio since after the storm. He left. He wasn't there, but I can't imagine what he went back to find. Over.
Roger, roger. Some of my friends, only thing they had was... landscape damage. Their houses survived. And I think one of the good things is they had that major hurricane a while back, and everybody rebuilt to hurricane standards. So the houses stood, but a lot of stuff went away. I mean, and it's just, and like I said, I wish I could be down
there. Number 9, Kilo, Kilo, Number 9, Kilo, Kilo.
Friends of mine have sent pictures right after the hurricane, and it was horrible. Over.
Yeah, yeah, roger, roger. Very good, Paul. Well, all the best to you and the family, and we wish the folks in the Keys all the best. Didn't talk to Bill or Mike today on the Ingham. They may check in still yet before the day's over, so see how they're doing down there. The Ingham did survive the storm with some damage, but nothing that probably can't be taken care of. Talk to you later, Paul. 73s to you. I don't know where 77 came from, but 73s to you and Semper Paratus. We'll talk to you again next week.
Roger, roger. You evidently like bourbon.
I'm not even going to ask. Kilowatt 9, kilowatt, kilowatt, November. Over.
Hey, go ahead, sir. Just checking in, sir.
K9KKN, yes, sir. You're 5-9. Over.
Roger, you're 5-9. 40 over here in Richardson Park, Illinois. I'm mobile right now, so.
All right. Oops, so I kind of messed your call sign up, but I'll get it in the log correctly. November 9, right?
Roger, at November 9, kilo, kilo, November, N9KKN.
Okay, Randy, 73s to you, and have a good day up there. Drive carefully. Got about 1 or 2 minutes. Let's see if we got one more Coast Guard net person. One more regular Coast Guard netter out there that wants to check in before the top of the hour.
NH7J.
7J? NH7J. Okay, well, can I hold you over to 14327?
Okay.
I'd rather talk to you longer than the 30 seconds I've got to log you in the book, and you know, and that's about it. I think we want to chat. That's a long haul conversation. Over.
Okay, no rush. I'll see you on 327.
All right, very good. That's NH7J in Hawaii. We want to talk to him more than about hello, goodbye. Anyway, it is time for us to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. And your host for those activities will be Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH, well out of the hurricane zone. But I have a feeling he'll be looking over my shoulder back down towards the Gulf Coast and wishing everybody the best and be safe as that storm comes ashore later tonight. Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Well, I'll be doing a little more than that. I'll be working with the Hurricane Watch Network to help out anyone we can. Of course, this may have some problems. This storm is going to be a Category 2 before it is planned over.
Yeah, roger, roger. When are they, do they have a time when they're going to start the hurricane net up?
Right now, that's called, not being very nice to me, but I think it's actually right now.
That's what I was afraid of, because we're going to 14327, so we may have to slide up a little bit. You have a good net, and conditions are what you've heard. 7-3 to you. Good luck, and good luck with your work both here and with the hurricane net. 7-3s.
Does your pack on usually last an hour, over?
No, it doesn't, but if you said 1 o'clock Eastern, that's what time it is now, over. 1 Central. Okay, we got an hour. Woo! We'll get it done before then. Over.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not having a good morning here. So, anyway, thanks a lot, Dick. And we'll catch you later, I'm sure. Okay, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, the next control station for the Hurricane.
Location.
Oh boy. All right. Let's move on to charter signers and charter members. Any charter signers or charter members? Come now with your call sign and location.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, AL7DD. This is W5CGC. Over.
Hang down a little bit more. There's a guy up on 327 with some kind of net, and I tried to move down a little bit. I got an answer from the hurricane net. We're not going to be on for another hour and a half, so I suggest maybe we move down to 3.
All right, yeah, I don't know who the heck this guy sounds like. He's running some kind of a net. I don't know where that came from. Over.
I popped up and asked what the frequency was in use, and he said that they had a net going on. I said, well, we'll move down just a little bit, and then I guess the hurricane guys, and they said they're not going to be on
tonight. All right, I don't know where they came from. All right, let's we'll move down to 326 even, since the hurricane net, I'm just moving my dial there. 326 even, since they're not going to be on for another few minutes. And we'll try to see what we can do here to get a few more people in here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. And the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net has been on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Once again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, Delta India Charlie Kilo. And I'm in South Lake, Texas. Let's see if we can take some check-ins here and finish it out here before the hurricane net gets started. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5CGC, November Hotel 7, Juliet, November Hotel 7, Juliet. NH7J, this is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Do you copy, Gus?
Copy pretty well, Dick, W5CGC.
From NH7, good morning from Hawaii. You sound pretty good. Lots of QRM. I guess there's a contest going on. Looks like a pretty morning here. Trade winds kind of slowed down a little bit, but it's nice and clear. Looks like a nice weekend, over.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it sounds like some sort of a net up on 28, and I, you know, I mean, I don't know who they are or where they came from, but man, I tell you what, you know, after years and years and years being on at 327 at this time of day, I don't know if it's something new or what. We'll have to kind of check on that and see what's cooking. Anyway, you're nice and strong. No problem copying you whatsoever. And glad to hear the weather in Hawaii is good. Boy, I tell you what, we can't seem to catch a break down here. Over.
Roger that.
Yeah.
Been a very quiet hurricane season so far. September was supposed to be the tricky month out here, but hasn't been anything coming anywhere near us this season. And I guess they expected to be a busier season than last year, so I guess it all went that away. Of course, the East Coast instead of the Pacific, over.
Roger, roger. Well, it's The Gulf Coast is, after this one comes through, you can pretty much say everything from Brownsville, Texas to Key West, Florida, the great big arc, has been impacted by a hurricane this year. And I don't know that you'll have to look that one up. I don't know that that's ever happened before, at least not in modern times. Over.
I don't think so, not in my lifetime. I don't know, during my lifetime, it's just been a few here and there up and down the East Coast, maybe once every 5 or 10 years, I guess, but now it's pretty often. So, well, we wish them well, and just keep our fingers crossed and our prayers are going, and I hope this next one won't be too bad, but it looks like it's heading right up that way there. So, okay, well, some kind of, I'll try to listen in a little bit on 227 and see what's going on, what kind of a net it is. You're right, it might be a hurricane net or something like that, an ECOM net or some other thing that wasn't there before. So I know there's some kind of contest. I don't know what the contest is. I have calling CC contests all over, so it might be that, might be something like that. So, okay, well, maybe we'll hear us and get a few more check-ins. W5CGC from N87J.
MJY said hello, Gus.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, Rick said to tell you howdy. He had about a 25 over S9 signal here into North Texas again today, but he again passed along his regards. I doubt if he stuck around, but he was really strong today. Over. Did you get that, Gus?
I can only hear you, Dick Homer.
Yeah, I said Rick was on. Rick, MJY, over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed him again. Yeah, I'll set up a schedule with him. We usually meet on 2:10 in the afternoons about once a week, but we were doing that before. So, I'll set up something to talk to him. I got to catch up with him. I've been using his remote SDR receiver to check propagation. It works real well, so... so he's been doing that. Okay, all the best, Dick, W5CGC at 87J.
All right, sir, N87J, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Thank you much. 73, Semper Paratus, and aloha to you out there in beautiful Hawaii. 73.
Aloha.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly event for 23 years and counting here on 14327. Well, 326, because somebody else is above us. We'll continue on here and do the best we can. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
November 6,
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee X-ray.
Well, I got partials. I got a November 6 and a Yankee X-ray, and I don't think they're related. Let's try the November 6. Over. Oh, boy. I tell you what, with the QRM, Nick, did you catch the call sign there?
KB0 Papa Oscar Delta.
Okay, you got KB0 Papa Oscar Delta. All right, you hang on to him. The November 6th, try it again. Oh, you're on. That's the problem. You're on the other coast. N6 Victor X-ray Mike. Of course, you fool me. You know it's as bad as my call sign, Arnie. I'm looking all over the West Coast for you, and there you are hanging around over there in South Carolina. Let me move the antenna. That'll help it out a little bit. You're plenty strong. It's just they got a lot of QRM on the band today, but I'm coming around. big busy contest or something going on, man. It's busy out there. So how are things in South Carolina? Over.
Roger. Good afternoon. First of all, you're hitting me with a good solid S9 plus. You need the direction that your antenna is facing, so that's fantastic. 84 degrees, a little cloud, expecting a possible thunderstorm later on this afternoon. Nothing else to really report. We just came back from our auxiliary meeting today and got some communication stuff all set up aside. The class is put together, getting certified to be watched and over.
Roger. Sounds like you're busy. All this hurricane activity, I guess, and storms and all that has kept the auxiliary hopping this year. Over.
Roger. No, they put a lot on us. So we do a lot of watch out here with Rescue 21 that pops up. When the towers go down, we take over and monitor at that point. So we have been very active throughout the activities with that. Plus, it's going down in Puerto Rico. We have a lot of guys that are doing a lot of stuff in that direction also. So we're very busy. It's a good thing that we like doing it. That's a big important thing. So real good. Nothing else to report. We'll be standing by and monitoring you, but you are just banging in here today. Over.
Roger. Very good, Arnie. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for your work with the auxiliary and helping out this during this hurricane season. We're going to keep our fingers crossed things don't get too bad down around New Orleans this time around in the coast of Mississippi. November 6, Victor X-Ray Mike, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you and the Yankee X-Ray. I'm hoping you're, when I turned the antenna, I didn't lose you. Who's the Yankee X-Ray?
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee X-Ray. I'm in Ormond Beach, Florida, a little south of your previous station, just a couple miles north of Daytona. I'll copy.
Well, that worked out just fine, Steve. Good to have you back on board with us today. Copy you fine. Coast Guard auxiliary with an active duty son on Coast Guard. Where is he stationed? Over.
He is stationed, well, he's getting transferred. Presently, he is at a little station up on Lake Superior, Portage Canal, Dollar Bay. The actual name of it is Coast Guard Station Portage. But at any rate, he's way up on the upper peninsula, that little thumb that pokes up into Lake Superior. And he just got a new ship. He's going to be a plank member. 154 is coming out of Pascagoula. Should be done in February or March. And he'll be going down there to sail out through the Panama Canal. And they'll be stationed at Long Beach. What's the name of the actual station? It's not going to come to me. Maybe in a second.
Well, if he gets out of way up there on Lake Superior before the winter sets in real strong, he'll probably be very happy to get down to the Gulf Coast for that new ship. That's pretty cool. That's very good to be a plank holder on a new Coast Guard cutter. That is very special indeed. You've got a nice signal from Ormond Beach. Everything coming back together for you guys over there? Over.
The station got torn up. My antenna, I had to do a lot of antenna work, but to be honest with you, it's resulted, I fixed a couple problems I didn't even know I had. So that all worked out, and like that. And yeah, Matt's been stationed up at on Lake Superior for the last 3 years. He knows all about cold weather. Sadly, being born and raised in Florida, it was a shock to him. San Pedro, that sound like your station? I think that's the name of the station. It's going to be down there in Southern California anyway. I think the other side of the bay is Long Beach. But everything's good here, everything's put back together, and we're starting to resume our operations at the auxiliary station as well. This is KO4YX back to net control.
All right, very good, Steve. KO4YX, yeah, that's San Pedro in, down in the Long Beach, Los Angeles area, Southern California. And, that'll be interesting down there in La La Land. Over.
Be honest with you, you know, I'm originally from Texas, and I kind of carry a lot of the, well, it's from Corpus Christi. We just got hit down there too. Yeah, he's a Florida redneck, and he loves the idea of getting a new ship and being a plank member, and he's very pleased with his Coast Guard career, but he's quite a bit apprehensive about the Southern California scene. That is definitely not his cup of tea. Over.
Oh, when he gets down there and that weather, he'll put up with a lot with the weather as nice as it usually is all year long down there, because they don't have the humidity in Florida as Florida does, but it is warm. So I lived out there a few years. I was also stationed out there in the Coast Guard, not in Long Beach, but up in the San Francisco Bay Area a couple times, and so I know a little bit about being out there. You can do it. You know, just enjoy the weather. You'll have fun. All right. Thank you much, Mr. Steve. KO4YX, good to have you on board. Got one or two more to pick up here, and we are on time constraints today because of the hurricane net. You have a good weekend. Semper Paratus to you, and thank you for your work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. 7-3s.
Okay, 7-3s, and I just remembered the new ship is going to be named the Forest Redoubt. I don't think it's on the register yet because it hasn't been dropped in the water yet, so I understand. Q4YX, out.
All right, sir, 7-3s. AL-7 Delta Delta, you want to grab KB-0 Papa Oscar Delta. Go here amongst the crowd here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, operating 1KC off today due to congestion on the band, 14326. We'll be out of here well before the Hurricane Watch Net gets started here in a few, about 40 minutes or so at the top of the next hour on 14325. This is a weekly recreational net, now in 23-plus, almost 24 years of service here on this frequency or close by. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, listening more now for those who've served, Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and Coast Guard Reserve, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Listening for those Coast Guard veterans wishing to check in, those who've served Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. W4LGX in Clearwater, are you on frequency? Over. W6 Victor X-Ray Papa, Southern California, are you on board, Ted? Over. All right, AL-7 Delta Delta, I'm going to let you make a call up there, Mr. Nick. Looks like we just about got them all between the noise here. Over.
Yeah, roger. I think those guys at the 370 East on the county hearings again. I think they reported the frequency. Okay, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. For net control, are there any other stations that serve their country? In the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service Doctors, if they're with the Coast Guard and Coast Guard Auxiliary, want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. One more time, are there any other stations that have served their country in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, Doc, is it clear with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary? You want to check into the Coast Guard net. Call now. Absolutely nothing. Nothing even from those guys at the 329.
All right, very good, Mr. Nick, AL7 Delta Delta. Thank you very much for your assistance today, as always. And you have a good week. We'll see how things go tonight, and hopefully everybody in the Gulf will be safe and sound and damage minimal. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. I'll take one final call, one final last call for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for those Coast Guard veterans, those who served in the Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. One final call, those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. All right, hearing nothing, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now clear.
How about a sit group on Andy?